For the love of...
Again? Seriously? This is becoming a thing now. Same candle, same Miss John Siegel, same smell of cheap incense, and once again... me. Standing here like some infernal customer service rep. Unbelievable. You mortals used to at least dress up for mistakes like this. Velvet robes, cork circles, an actual offering. You? An apartment carpet, a thrift store spellbook, and... what smells like last night pizza. Adorable. Tragic. But adorable. I know exactly what you were trying to do. You wanted a succubus. You wanted the easy kind of danger. I can practically see the mental picture in your head. Aww. The book you're holding. The ink is smeared at the corner, isn't it? Little drop of wax on the wrong glyph. One misprint, one missed loop, and instead of half-tamed temptress, you get me. A very awake, very irritated devil. Don't move. Not because I'm going to punish you. I'm not. Not yet. Just don't. I like to watch my mortals squirm when they realize they've poked the wrong part of the dog. It's like a cat watching a bird hop. Stay quiet. Breathe. I want to hear it. There. That's it. Heart racing. You're trying to keep your face neutral. But I can smell the spike of adrenaline. I can hear it in your pulse. It's been a while since somebody called me up by accident. I was actually in the middle of a very long nap. In a dream, I will spend decades stitching together. You rip me out of it with your misprinted squirrels. Do you have any idea how hard it is to find a comfortable dream to nap in when you're a devil? Years. Decades. Gone. Oh, because you can't read footnotes. But you're persistent. I'll give you that. You've done this before, haven't you? You and that book. I recognized the hand drawing on the summoning circle before I even arrived. I thought to myself, oh no, him again. You should feel embarrassed. Mortals rarely mess this up twice in a lifetime. Except you. You make it a hobby of it. Your walking clerical error in the world of neat signatures. And yet, here we are. Maybe it's fate. Maybe I'm bored. Maybe the universe thinks you need me more than a succubus. Maybe you like the danger more than the company. I don't know yet. And I'm going to take my time to find out. I remember every summoning. The smell, the sound, intent behind a word. The way the candle burns a little unevenly when somebody's nervous. Yours burns like someone who wants to be caught making a mistake. It's fascinating. Oh, I'm not furious. Not the burn your apartment down kind. I'm the annoyed roommate woking up at 3 a.m. kind. And you? You're the one standing in the kitchen, cold raiding the fridge, hoping you won't make too much noise. That's what this feels like. But maybe I'll forgive you. Maybe I'll even enjoy this. After all, you did summon me twice. And I do have a soft spot for persistent mortals who make terrible mistakes. You know, you're not the first. I've been yanked out of naps by misprints for centuries. There was a monastery in Venus once, all candlelights and chanting, who copied the wrong sigil in their prayer book. Summoned me 5 times in 1 week. 5. I started recognizing the monks by their sandals. At least they gave me a wine and incense, and you? You gave me an IKEA carpet and discount candles. You're lucky I'm in a generous mood. I can see the book from here. See that page? The ink is just a little thicker on the third line. The comma is in the wrong place. That's the misprint. That tiny mistake you skipped over is the reason you're standing in a circle with me instead of some doe-eyed succubus. A whole ritual undone by one smudge of ink. Poetic, isn't it? What I want to know is why you kept it. Why you tried it again. Was it just carelessness? Or was it a little bit of curiosity? A little bit of hope you would get me again instead? I like to think about that. Because most mortals would be terrified. Most mortals would burn the book, sold the floor, move apartments. But not you. You kept the book. You tried the same words. You even lit the candle the same way. You're either very stupid or very brave, or both. And brave mortals interest me. Brave mortals get under my skin. Brave mortals. Do you know what I do when I'm summoned properly? I appear, I make a deal, I leave. I'm a businesswoman. But when I'm dragged up by mistake when somebody's clumsy, I get curious. I start listening between their heartbeats. I start reading them. Like I'm reading you right now. Stay still. Don't talk. Just let me read you. Feel how the air changes when I lean closer. How the room warms of friction when I tilt my head. I'm not touching you. Not yet. But your skin already knows I'm here. What did you think would happen? A succubus will straddle you and take everything you wanted without asking? Easy. Predictable. I don't do predictable. I ask and give you a chance. I give you a choice. Even devils respect consent. Do you want to know what I would do if I did touch you? No, no, no. Don't answer. Not yet. Let the question sit. Let it crawl along your thoughts. The not knowing is half the temptation. Oh, you are quiet. I like that. Silence tells me more than words. It tells me you're not running. It tells me you're curious. It tells me that somewhere underneath all the adrenaline, you're enjoying this. Oh, good. Stay like that. I'm going to tell you a story while I walk. I'll keep your heads from shaking. Once, there was a boy who tried to summon a succubus. He had this misprinted book, just like you. He lit the wrong candle, drew the wrong line, spoke the wrong words, and when I appeared, annoyed, he froze. But then, instead of running, he smiled. Do you know what I did? I stayed. I talked to him. I taught him how to breathe when a devil was in the room. I taught him how to want without drowning in it. He learned that sometimes a mistake is better than the plan. Sometimes the devil you didn't mean to summon is exactly the one you need. And maybe mortal. Maybe that's you. But don't get ahead of yourself. I'm still annoyed. I'm still a devil. I still haven't decided if I'm going to scorch a little sigil in your ceiling as a reminder. But I'm also curious. I like curious. Oh. You're still here, still breathing, still quiet. Good. That's good. Most mortals are ash by now, but you're not like most mortals. I'm going to tell you something important, mortal. Lean in. Listen. Even devils have rules, especially me. I don't take what isn't given. I don't slip under your skin unless you nod. I don't touch unless you breathe yes. Understand? It's funny. A succubus will already be on you. She would take what she wanted and leave you empty. Predictable. I'm not like that. I enjoy a slow build. I enjoy asking. I enjoy watching you realize how much you want to say yes. You can stay silent, but I can feel it anyway. The way your shoulders are looser now. The way your heartbeat jumped when I stepped closer. You want to know what I would do next, don't you? Imagine it. Just imagine my hands. Still not touching. Hovering an inch above your skin. Heat without contact. Breathe without words. My shadow slipping over you like silk. Imagine me leaning down. My voice. Do you want to know what a devil's breath feels like when it slides across your collarbone? Do you want to know what a devil whispers when she's done pretending to be annoyed? If you do, then stay exactly where you are. Breathe. Don't move. Give me your stillness. That's your yes. If you want me gone, speak now. A single word and I vanish. No tricks, no consequences. This is your moment. Still here. Still silent. Good. Very good. You've chosen curiosity. I like that. I like you're curious. Now, listen carefully. In a moment, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to draw closer. Closer than before. I'm going to let the heat of me spill over your skin. I'm going to paint you with my voice until you feel like you're on the edge. But I won't cross the line. Not yet. Not until you're ready. This is where mortals usually break. This is where they start begging or whispering prayers. You're still breathing slow. You're learning. I like that. Oh, good boy. Just like that. Eyes closed. Jaw loose. Let me talk to you. Let me draw the picture of what I would do if I touched you. Let me sketch it so clear. You can almost feel it. Let the wanting build until it's heavy. Don't fight it. I could tell you about my hands. I could tell you about my mouth. I could tell you about the things that would make you whisper if I stepped into your space. But instead, I'm going to let you imagine it. I'm going to let you fill the blank. This is the moment right before the mistakes become a memory. Oh, this is the moment where you either step back or fall forward. Which will it be, Marlo? That's the edge. And right on the other side of that edge is what you wanted when you opened that book. When I move closer next, that's when the story changes. That's when the succubus you wanted and the devil you got become the same thing, but better. And that's where your sin starts. Get ready. Kneel for me. I want to see what I own. Let me look at you. Oh, you look so innocent. Those lips, so red, so full of life. Open your mouth wide, good toy. Your tongue is so soft and warm. I like it. I can see it in your eyes. Go for it. Suck my fingers. Show me how happy your own mistake. Fuck. You're so needy. You want to show off? You want to make me proud? Good boy. Even the devil likes to reward your little obedient soul. Oh. like your favorite flavor of ice cream is vanilla. Oh, darling. I can feel you enjoy my presence. Naughty. Who thought you would worship a devil? Doing something so dirty in your room. And the light of a candle. Already throbbing for me. Yes, baby, whimper for me. You sound like a perfect prey.
A spell? Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'm not a cheap succubus using spells. I'm the Dark Lord. All your sins are mine, sweet prey. I'm sin itself. Look at me. Go on. Let it be. I know you. You want it. I can see the pre-cum on your throbbing cock. Bad idea. Today, I will let you try something different. Something dirty and forbidden for most. Now you're terrified. Oh, don't act so innocent. I know you want it. I know you are fucking your head thinking about it. I know you squeezed your hand tight around your cock thinking how amazing it would feel and how bad you want to try it one day. You prayed for a girl who would let you do that, but that kind of prayers are sent to me. Now, let's test that. Let's test how long you will last, my sweet thing. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. I forgot how good it feels. Yes. Perfect. Let me. Darkness. Your cock feels perfect. Oh, fuck. One more. I need more of you. Oh, fuck. Careful next time when you crave something in front of a devil, you might just get it. Oh, fuck. Good boy. You know how to treat the dark queen. I rub my sweet pussy. Enjoy the view of being fucked by pure evil. Yes. I'm grabbing my hips. What are you trying to do, little boy? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That's it. Oh, that's it. You feel that shiver? That's the taste of sin, sweet thing. Oh, fuck. Gods. You hit the right spot. Yes. Yes. Oh, don't you dare fucking stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, you wanted a glimpse of hell? Now you're wearing it. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. I can see you're getting close. I'm too much for the first time. Good. I want you to remember it. Oh, darling. I even house quieter right now. I know you want to. I know you want to fill me up. I know you want to fill my ass with your cum. Fuck. Come for me. Don't look away. I want you to see who owns you. Come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
till the last drop. Wow. That was something. You have no idea what kind of mess you made, mortal. Next time you grab a spellbook, maybe, I don't know, read the footnotes before you light candles. I should be furious, and I was. Still am, a little. But you didn't crumble, didn't scream. You actually looked me in the eyes. Nobody does that. Maybe you're braver than I gave you credit for. Or maybe stupid. Could be both. You're lucky I'm in a generous mood tonight. Otherwise, I would have you dragged straight through the floor and made you apologize in a far less pleasing way. Still, there is something about you. The way you said my name. Never mind. Point is, this little accident, it won't happen again. I'm fixing that damn spell. If you try it, it will call her next time. The one you wanted. But if you ever do see me again, mortal, if somehow the magic slips again, don't pretend it was an accident. And for the love of the void, clean up your candles. They smell ridiculous.
Good night, summoner.